That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What's good? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we have kept you up to date on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your hosts who is extremely grateful right now, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host who is also extremely grateful, A-Dub.
All right, it's Friday, and not only is it Friday, but it is the last day of DX Daily, man, our final episode. This is a very emotional day. This is a super emotional time right now.
It really is. Like, doing this podcast every day for 2 years, like, it's our child. It's our baby.
I know, like, man. It is. It has been our baby all of this time. So we definitely have to go out with a bang. We got to give him a little bit of everything today. I mean, we got some news from today. Nas reflected back on his previous beef with Jay-Z on his brand new album. Offset also pushed back his album due to Takeoff's death. And Nicki Minaj gave an update on her brand new album. So it's like new album talk everywhere. Plus, it is our last New Music Friday ever, so we have to talk about some of these new releases that have dropped today. So we got new projects from Blue, Glorilla, and of course Nas and Hit-Boy. Also, since we're not going to be doing DX Daily in 2023, I feel like we should give some of our predictions as to what's going to happen in 2023. Because, you know, a lot of the times when we predict things on this podcast, they usually come to fruition. So we're going to put some predictions, some 2023 predictions out in the air and see what happens in the next year and in the next chapter.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into it then. Let's get started with Nas and this brand new album, King's Disease 3. He and Hit-Boy, undeniable duo, man. They're running it back for the third time around. And on one of the tracks on the album, he actually reflected back on his previous beef with Jay-Z, which I thought was a really, really dope moment just to hear him speak about it jokingly. Because, like, they've obviously acknowledged it over the years and they've obviously reconciled and have collabed since. But to hear him just really talk about it head on and talk about how they joke about it was really great to hear.
No beef for rivals, they playing either a title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text over like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing, I had to hold it down.
That's fire, man. I love that. I love that. The song is called Thun. And as you can hear, like, it's just Nas going in, going hard. Usual, I don't know, just typical Nas bars. But the way he slipped that in there was so dope to me because it just goes to show how you can overcome situations and how you can problem solve successfully. You hear that? Rappers, artists that like to go back and forth and do the op talk and do the beef talk and all of that. Like, this goes to show you what it can be later on when you successfully resolve the issue. So I just thought that was an amazing example of that. And I love that Nas did that. And I think it's so important at this time because you see all of these rappers dying for different reasons, different situations. Some of it is beef. Some of it is just random and out of their control. It's all type of situations. But when you have an issue with somebody, and yeah, this was a very deep issue between Nas and Jay-Z, to see that they were able to smooth that over throughout the years, as opposed to it ending in tragedy, like so many different situations we've seen, like the Biggie and Tupac situation, like all of that. I think this just encapsulates how we should be resolving things in hip hop.
Yeah, I agree. I like that he said that too. And it was smooth how he said it too. Like, of course the song is good. And then, like, just saying, you know, they're playing Ether on Tidal and I text them like it's not over. So it's like they're in good spirits. Yeah, the beef was very, like, serious back in the day, but now it's like we're cool, like as it should be. And you're joking about it. You can have fun with it. It's not a big a deal. No hard feelings about it. I thought it was smooth. I like that he did that.
Yeah, more of this, more of this, more of this with Gucci and Jeezy. Like, just these examples that we've seen over the years. Even the when Brandy and Monica did the verses. I know that's not rap, but, like, just showing that you can successfully rebound from these issues is really, really important. And I think that's something to touch on, too, when we talk about predictions for 2023. But we'll get into that in a minute. Now let's talk about these album updates. So that was Nas's new album right there. Offset actually spoke on his new album. He didn't do like a release or anything or put any messaging out, but a fan actually messaged him about the project. And then, of course, he said, no, it's pushback. He's not putting the album out.
Yeah, I would expect that he wouldn't put it out either. But in the screenshot that is getting shared around, the fan did say, it's probably the last thing on your mind, but is your album still dropping Friday? And of course, Offset said no, pushback. And that's where they left it. And, you know, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he did push it back. I don't know how long he's going to push it back. But yeah, drop an album and your family just died. Yeah, I saw this one coming. He wasn't going to put it out.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was gracious of him to even answer that, because why are you messaging me that right now? Like, my family member just passed away. It's a tough time. You know Offset is going through it. So you mm-hmm. even said, the fan even said it in the message. Like, I know this is probably the last thing on your mind. And I'm like, yeah, probably. I'm sure he's around family right now. I'm sure he's spending time with his loved ones. I'm sure he's helping plan whatever the last celebration of life for Takeoff is. I know they're having something at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. I'm sure he's wrapped up in all of that. So the fact that he even decided to answer that, I thought was pretty gracious, because I would have told you to go to hell if it was me.
No, facts.
Like, wait till Friday. Why are you asking about that? Yeah, just like you said, just wait.
Right. It was weird for them to even ask that. But yeah, it's kind of weird that he asked that. But so it's like, were you just trying to say Offset wrote you back? Like,
yeah, I don't know what it was, but that's what's going on. We'll see later in the future when he decides to drop this album. But that's the update for now. Now, another new album update we have is for Nicki Minaj. And she just recently did an interview with ID. And she did an interview with rapper JT for it from the City Girls. And during there, she talked about what space she needs to be in to make her best music and when the album is potentially coming, or where it is on her priority list, rather. My translation that I got from it was that the album is nowhere near done. I don't even think the album is started, but you tell me what she said and what interpretation you get from it.
Right. So what Nicki says, she said, I feel like whenever I'm happy, I deliver the best music. And she said, in order for me to deliver the best music for my album, which is coming out soon, I have to tap back into the essence of hip hop. So yeah, from reading that, it kind of gives, like, you know, beating around the bush. It's kind of like a generic answer. And I don't think she's probably started on the album either. I know she put out Super Freaky Girl, but in a couple of features. But yeah, I don't think, just the same way as like Cardi B had like Up and WAP just randomly and Hot-ish with no album talk for real. I kind of see the same with Nicki Minaj, of just singles maybe coming out, but not an actual project, you know?
I think it's time for rappers to start being honest. If you are not working on the project, just say you're not working on it. Just say it. Just say, hey, I'm not in that space in my life right now. I'm focused on family right now. When I do decide to come back to music, I will let y'all know. Rihanna did it. And yeah, we bother her about it all the time, but clearly she got over that and went and built a billion-dollar empire. So if you're not focused on the music, just let everybody know you're not focused on the music. Or if you're just like, hey, I'm going to do a couple singles here and there. I may do a couple features, but a full-length project, that's not where my headspace is right now. Like, I don't see what's so hard about just telling people that. And I'm not saying Nicki Minaj is lying. Maybe she is working on the album. I don't know, but I feel like a lot of the times, rappers, they just don't want to come out and say, like, hey, it's not happening right now. I would be more okay with that than you being like, oh yeah, it's at the top of my priority list. And I just need to be in a happy space to where I can work on this music, which, again, all of that may be true for Nicki specifically. But speaking about rappers in a broad sense, like, just let us know what it is. Even with these album pushbacks on the release dates, like, they come up with these reasons for the pushback. And it's just like, just say it wasn't ready, bro. Just say the album was not ready. Of course, I'm not talking about the Takeoff situation with Offset's album. That's completely different. But like, as far as these other album pushbacks, it's just like, come on, just let us know what it is. That's my only thing here. Let us know what the situation is. Let your fans know what the situation is.
Yeah, just be real, be honest. Like, they may be a little mad, but we gonna get over it. Like, just be honest.
Exactly. Well, that's the Nicki Minaj new album update. It's that she makes her best music when she's happy, and she said it's on her priority list. So we'll see where that leads. Now, speaking of new albums, you know, it is our last New Music Friday ever, man. The last one we will ever get on DX Daily. And of course, we already mentioned that Nas and Hit-Boy have their new album, King's Disease 3. I haven't got a chance to listen to that whole project yet, but I mean, if we're judging off 1 and 2 and the song Thun that we just heard, obviously we know what to expect from that. So no need to dive too deep into that right now. Haven't heard it yet. Also, new project from Sofego, Pink Hearts. And we have new Glorilla, Anyway, Life's Great, which is a great album title, by the way, a lyric from obviously her popular song, FNF. I thought it was perfect of her to take that from that song and put it as her album title. And if Glorilla delivers on this project, there's really so much riding on this project, but I want to get more into that when we get into our 2023 predictions, actually. So yeah, I'll definitely be tapped into that Glorilla album later on.
Yeah, same here. I'm excited about that one. Just to see what she has on the project, because from FNF and Tomorrow, and I saw her tease one more song before the album drop, they were all hits. So the album got to be good too. But another album that's out today is Blue, aka, well, formerly known as Young Blue. He put out Tantra, and I got his features from Lil Wayne, Ty Dolla $ign, and Ne-Yo. So that should be a good one.
Hey, Young Blue. We calling you Young Blue. I'm sorry. Like, Blue is just, it's not the same, bro. You still young. You Young Blue, man. But yeah, I'll definitely be listening to that one as well. Also, new album from Drom, capitalizing off of this Drake drama. I don't know. He might have already had this scheduled to come out, actually. But the new project is called What Had Happened Was. So I think even just the title and the timing of things is really going to work in Drom's favor, because the Drake back and forth is already like getting more traction. And then for it to be called What Had Happened Was, it's like, well, what happened? Like, are you diving more into this situation? Like, I think it just entices people to listen to the project more. So definitely excited about that as well. And I'm most excited about this new WizKid album, More Love, Less Ego. I love WizKid. Still play Made in Lagos all the time. Like, literally cannot get enough of WizKid. So I'm excited to listen to that one as well.
Yeah, that's another one I'm excited for, because same here. I keep playing his last album over and over again. Even like it came out a couple years ago, and then with whole Essence being so popular and people just now listening to the project, even though it's been out, and now you got a new project on time. So yeah, I'm excited for the WizKid album too.
Yes, and there have a few new singles out too. Born Again, Rihanna for the Black Panther soundtrack. Which, if you want to hear the deep dive on how fantastic a movie Black Panther was, head on over to Twitter, man. I'm gonna actually do a thread on that, because I think it's a phenomenal film and the soundtrack is phenomenal as well. So make sure you follow me on Twitter at Asia Sky. So if you want to hear more about Black Panther and all of my love for that. But the Rihanna single is out. You got Lil TJ. He put out Give You What You Want. Fabio Foreign and Russian put out 1 on 3, and Rod Wave put out Break My Heart.
Solid singles for today. I think the albums dominate more of the singles this New Music Friday, but I give it Rihanna having new music, Fabio Foreign. Yeah, pretty good single choices.
All right, well, that wraps up the new music portion, our last New Music Friday ever. Now let's talk about the future a little bit. Like, let's look forward into the future, because, you know, usually at the end of the year, we will do our predictions going into the next year. I know we did it in 2021, our predictions for 2022. A lot of those predictions came true, just to put that out there. So I feel like we have a good tendency on this podcast to make solid predictions about what's going to go on in hip hop and music and entertainment in general. So I think we should give some of our 2023 predictions. Since this is our last episode of DX Daily, I know we won't be around on the podcast to talk about whether or not these predictions come true in the next year, but we'll be able to see. Like, we'll see if what we say really does come to fruition. And of course, you know, people that are tapped in with us on social media, they can holler at us like, oh, what you said about this really happened, or oh, this didn't happen. Y'all were wrong on that one. So just make sure you're tapped in with us on socials. And let's get into these predictions.
Okay.
So my first one, you know, I love to bring up Drake on this podcast. I feel like that has been a recurring theme. But Drake is going to put out another album in 2023. I'm calling it. Calling that off rip. I think Drake has escaped the whole feeling of, oh, I have to put out one project every couple of years. I think he's broken out of that mold. I think he's rid himself of that belief. So I feel like we're getting another one in 2023.
That's a big prediction, because for him to put out three this year, and then if he were to come back with another one, I'm worried if people would be like oversaturated with Drake music. But then again, it's like, it's Drake, so it's going to go no matter what. But I'm here for another Drake album. I think that would happen too. I think later on would be my prediction.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'd be like January, February, but
yeah, later in the year. And honestly, her loss. No, honestly, her not. Ooh, that's a good mashup right there. I just created that off top. Honestly, never mind. Her loss and Certified Lover Boy. Three completely different vibes. And I think if Drake does do this other one, it may be, I think he can run back another collab. So yeah, we'll see if that happens from Drake.
So what I'm predicting for 2023 is, I know we talked about before on the podcast how Future sold a lot of his catalog for like a big, big paycheck. Mm-hmm. I think in 2023, we're going to see like a resurgence of Future. I think whatever plan that was to sell off his music like that and get that big deal, I think we're going to see why that happened in some either new platform or app or technology or something like that. I think Future's going to have a big year in 2023 because of that. So that's one of my predictions. It's just something big's going to happen with Future in some capacity.
Okay, I see that. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that. Speaking of big things happening, that was one of my actual next predictions, which is I think 50 Cent is going to get at least 5 more shows on the air in the year 2023. Now, it's not a crazy prediction to think that 50 is going to have shows. Like, obviously, he always has some sort of shows going on. But I think he's going to get 5 on air at once in 2023. Like, this man is really taking over the television business. We're watching it happen in real time. So one of my 2023 predictions, at least 5 shows for 50. 5. That's the magic number. That's where the clairvoyance comes through on my behalf. That's where my psychic abilities are coming in. They're telling me number 5.
I can see that. And if it's 5 exactly, I'm going to be a little freaked out. I'm gonna be like, that's a little too accurate. But
right. Oh, another one. Speaking of my psychic abilities, another thing that they are telling me is that there's going to be a Nas and Jay-Z collab. And I know that they have collaborated, you know, since their beef, after their beef or whatever. But I mean a collaboration with just those two guys. Like, yes, they hopped on the Khaled track together. Sorry, Not Sorry. Phenomenal track. They've hopped on other people's tracks together being featured. But I think we're going to get a song with just those two guys in the year 2023. I think it's an important time. I think that they are trying to show people, or at least Nas with this new song, Thun, and him mentioning how he and Jay are texting back and forth, joking about their beef. I think that's put on Front Street for a reason. I think they're really trying to have an impact on this current generation of hip hop and kind of scale back some of that violence, or at least show this younger generation that, hey, you can pull back on the violence and you can joke with somebody that you once had a problem with. Like, I think they're going to take that a step further and do a song together, just them two.
I would like that too. I think that's coming as well. So hopefully it comes into the new year, because that would be like the GOAT anthem if those two had like their own song together. So I like that one.
Exactly. See the vision? You see the vision?
I see the vision. I like it. Another prediction that I have is, we haven't talked about it in a while, but I did see where Swiss and Timbaland said that the season 3 of Versus would be coming back sometime. But I think it's going to come back and it's not going to be the same at all. And no one is really going to be feeling it. I think it's going to be some drama with Versus in the new year. I don't think it's going to be the same as it was before.
Yeah, sometimes you got to know when to hang it up. I know it's different now that there's corporate money involved, so it may be harder to just be like, hey, we're going to end it on this note. But take it from us here at DX Daily. Sometimes things just going to come to an end, okay? Sometimes you got to gracefully let things come to an end. Let them come to an end on a good note. Like, this podcast, I feel like we're ending on a fantastic note. Like, it's been a great 2 years. It's been such a dope experience. Versus, y'all might need to take a page out of our book. That's all
right,
I'm saying.
They should.
Exactly. So, next one, I feel like this is one that a lot of people see coming, but I just want to give the way that I see it coming, which is Glorilla. I think her ascension is going to continue. Now, I haven't had a chance to listen to the project yet, but a lot is riding on it because Glorilla can really have a Cardi B type success. Like, she can go along that same pathway if she really did deliver on this project. She's so likable. Everybody's rooting for her. It's that personality she has, that connection that she's able to make with people through her music and her personality that I think a lot of people are feeling. A lot of people are rooting for her. So once you have people automatically like wanting to see you win, it's an extra push onto whatever it is that you're already doing. So I think if Glorilla really did deliver on this project, she can travel along that same trajectory that Cardi B traveled on. She can have appearances on these shows. She can get all of these different brand deals and all of these different things. And I already kind of see Yo Gotti setting her up for that with the CMG deal and everything that they've been doing with her at CMG. So I kind of see that in the works already. Now we're just waiting to see if all of the music backs it up, because what we heard so far of the singles, that backs it up. So if the rest of the project is like that, I can definitely see Glorilla having a Cardi B type of ascension.
For sure. And I would love to see that too. So yeah, like you said, this album that she put out today will definitely tell what's going to happen, I think, for sure. But I think it's going to be good either way.
Yeah. Another person I think isn't going anywhere is Ice Spice. Now, this is for a completely different reason. I just feel like people just love to watch everything that Ice Spice does. I feel like she introduced a new phrase into the cultural lexicon. Like, munch is a thing now. It's not going away. Much in the same way that Hot Girl, like with Megan Thee Stallion, was introduced. Megan Thee Stallion really introduced that, and it stuck and it stayed, and we're still using that terminology. So I feel like it's the same thing with Ice Spice and this munch thing. Like, I think people are going to continue to watch her. She's polarizing. Literally, they comment on every single thing she does. It's like G Herbo's baby mom, Ari Fletcher. Like, people just watch every single thing she does. I think it's going to be the same with Ice Spice. And the music is just extra seasoning on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that too. So I'm curious to see how Ice Spice does play out, because people like to play like, oh, I don't like her music, but everybody still listens to it. And like, she doesn't, you know, she can't perform, or she can't, you know, be at these clubs and people aren't paying her attention, but she still gets talked about in a positive way. So I'm curious to see what people feel about Ice Spice in the new year too.
Yeah, she's going to be around in 2023. I can't promise you she's going to have a fantastic album. I can't promise none of that. I'm not even making predictions on the music side. I'm just saying, as a polarizing figure, Ice Spice is staying.
For sure. Another prediction that I have for the new year is that I think Kanye will put out another album. I don't think it's going to be a Donda 3. I think it may be something completely different. But I could see him probably dropping a project next year for some reason.
Now, this is one that I hope doesn't come true. Not yet, anyway. I'm not saying I don't want Kanye to put out any more music. I really want Kanye to take a break and get some R&R in, some good old-fashioned R&R, rest and relaxation. And I'm going to make it triple R, actually, some R&R. Rest, relaxation, and reflection. That's what I want Kanye to do in 2023. But I think there's a possibility that he could put out an album. I just hope he doesn't.
Yeah, I feel it, too. I don't think it'd be a right move, but for some reason, I just feel like he would just drop it just because.
Got you. Yeah. And speaking of albums, that's one of my predictions for the Grammys this year. I have an album of the year prediction. I have a rap album prediction and I have a album of the year prediction. Now, my rap album prediction is that Pusha T will win best rap album at the Grammys 2023. I'm rooting for it. I'm manifesting it. I know that's a bold one. I know that's a bold pick because it's not the most popular one, I guess, in the category. But I believe that Pusha T will win Best Rap Album. I'm kind of manifesting it and predicting it at the same time with this prediction. I feel like I'm helping to manifest it with this prediction. So I think Pusha T is going to win Best Rap Album. Only way he doesn't is if the Grammys tries to give Kendrick his retribution and give it to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. And what I mean by retribution is we all know he should have got that Grammy for Good Kid, Mad City. Grammys know they are dead wrong for that. So maybe they'll try to circle back and make things right. Not to say that Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers couldn't be in the best rap album category. Like, it should definitely be there. But I think if they give it the win, it's going to be retribution for Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think they should do something like that. But yeah, for Pusha T, great album. But yeah, not, like you said, not the most popular album compared to like the others that came out this year or past year at the time the Grammys come out. So I'm curious to see who will win that one. That's a very popular award. Everybody tries to win it, try to take their guess of who would win it. So if Pusha T does win Best Rap Album, again, Asia, I'm going to be shocked. I'm going to think some weird stuff's going on. So we'll see.
Give that to King Push, man. He deserves it. That was a phenomenal album. My other Grammys prediction for Album of the Year is that they are going to rob Beyonce. And I hope they don't play with us like that. I hope y'all don't play with our queen like that and not give her the well-deserved Album of the Year for Renaissance. I just think that that project really created some sort of shift in music, and we will continue to see the effects on it. We did a deep dive into that, like, right when Renaissance came out. So if you want to listen to the tangents about how fantastic the Renaissance album was, please go to the back catalog of DX Daily and go check that out. But I just hope that the Grammys doesn't do this, but I think that they will. I think they're going to give it to somebody else. And I'm saying this now. If Renaissance doesn't get Album of the Year, I will never watch the Grammys again. I won't do it. I will not do it. Like, y'all not going to play with Beyonce like that. I'm tired of people playing with legends. Stop playing with legends. Give Renaissance Album of the Year. And that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, stand your ground. I'm with it.
Got to. All right, what's your next one? What else you got?
Yeah, so my last prediction for 2023 is, and we talked about this a lot on the podcast this past year too, and it was just in the news too, that Nick Cannon is on his 12th child, and I think Nick Cannon is going to hit 20 children in 2023. More kids.
I can see it going down, man. I definitely see that one. At this rate, he might hit it before 2022's up, the way he's going. No, right. I definitely agree with you on that one. Yeah, I could definitely see Nick Cannon hitting that. I think that's a pretty solid, that's a pretty solid one right there. I think that's a pretty solid list too of predictions that we have. I can see all of these things coming true. I had a couple more, like, just quick ones. A new Rihanna album, I think that's a sure bet. And also a more collaborative attitude in hip hop. I think that's on the horizon as well. Like I said, with the whole Nas and Jay-Z thing, we're seeing that. We're seeing more people just make up in certain beefs. The Jeezy Gucci reunion, I know that was years in the making, but like, I think they're setting a great example, and I think we're going to see a lot of younger people take on that attitude in hip hop as well, especially with all of these rappers that have been passing away, unfortunately. And yeah, we got to say rest in peace to all of them too before we end this DX Daily. Like, rest in peace to every artist, producer, DJ, individual in hip hop that we have lost over this past year. And even over the past 2 years since we've been doing this podcast, like, RIP to all of them. And I think all of those losses are actually going to lead us to a more collaborative, more unified spirit in hip hop in 2023. So that's like my last prediction.
Nah, I love that one. I think that one's going to happen too. At least I hope it does. But yeah, all these artists coming together and like squashing past beefs and differences. And if they do have a beef, it gets cleared up by the next week or something like that. So that's one prediction I'm really hoping happens.
Exactly. All right. I feel like we ended it on a hopeful note. I like that, man. We won't be back to talk to you and keep you updated in 2023 on DX Daily, but you can always stay connected with us, man. We're so grateful for this experience. So thankful for this experience. And we do hope that you still keep up with us. Like, we're still working with Hip Hop DX. We will still be on the YouTube channel doing our news stories that we always do over there. We'll be doing more content over there as well. So just make sure you stay connected, man. Hit us up on socials. Like, I'm at Asia Sky on everything. If you see me going through my fake page battle right now, I've been posting it on my Instagram. Asia Sky is my only page. A-S-H-I-A, Asia, S-K-Y-E, Sky. Follow me over there. Stay in touch with me. I'm always chatting with DX Daily listeners, like in the DMs and everything like that. So hit me on all social media at Asia Sky.
For sure. And same here on my page. It's all hip hop too. And like, you said we're still going to be on Hip Hop DX with their YouTube channels, and some more short form content is coming, YouTube Shorts and IG Reels. So we're still a big part of Hip Hop DX, just DX Daily. Had to go to sleep. It's done for, but it's all on good note. And you can follow me on all my social medias too, at A-Dub on everything, which is A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
It's been a great run, man. It's been a fantastic 2 years. Thank you to Hip Hop DX for the opportunity to be a part of this amazing project. Literally making history. Like, I don't think there was any other daily hip hop news podcast. And I say that very specifically, a daily hip hop news podcast wasn't out there in the marketplace. This was a great idea. I think we executed it great. I want to thank you, my co-host A-Dub. I want to thank myself and all of our hard work that we put into this podcast. I'm just so appreciative, man. It's truly, truly been a great run.
Yeah, same here. You know, I thank you as well, Asia. When we first started out 2 years ago, we were always going to your house to film it, and we're trying to do video and content, and you know, we live 30 minutes apart, pretty much. So having to make that drive every day to get it done by 8 a.m. the night before or the morning of. And then now going virtually, of course, over Zoom. But we did a lot with this podcast, and interviews and Zoom interviews and renting out studios to make the 100th episode, and, you know, champagne and cake and graphics, everything. We put a lot into this.
Blood, sweat, and tears. And it truly showed through the work. So again, just thankful and grateful. Also want to thank, like, all of the different cities and countries and states we had rocking with us. Like, I feel like we had people from all over listening to DX Daily, like people in Africa, South Africa, Tanzania, like all of these different countries in Africa listening to us, Switzerland, like Norway. Like, we had literally people from all over listening to DX Daily. So that's one of the things I wanted to highlight as well, just all of the different places in which people listen to us. So, and that's another thing I'm thankful for.
Yeah, I'm thankful for that too. We always get messages between each other. And people just always kind of saying, like, oh, they like what one of us said on the podcast, or they like when we say this, or our predictions and things like that, and how they love listening to us every day. Like, they look forward to hearing us talk about hip hop. Like, that was just so dope. So definitely a lot of love was shown and given on this podcast, for sure.
For sure. Yes, man. Shout out to all of the listeners, anybody who pressed play on DX Daily, anybody who shared DX Daily, posted it to their IG, posted it on Twitter, anybody that told a friend to listen. We truly, truly are thankful for you. All of these different platforms that you can listen on, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart, Podbeam, Stitcher, all of the various different platforms and ways that people were finding the content. Just thankful for it all. If you want to check out the back catalog, you can still subscribe. You can still go back and listen to all 400 and something episodes that we've had. Tons of content for you to get into. Tons of content will be put out going into the future. So RIP DX Daily. It's been great. We love it. And we will not see you later with more daily news.
See ya.
We got to give ourselves some applause on the way out. We got to give the listeners some applause on the way out.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.